We begin with the first song, Uvchein Vahi B'Chatzei HaLaila. Uvchein, which is the Kabbalistic code for Chesed, for the kingship of Hashem, as we begin Zichonot Malchuyot and Shofarot on Rosh Hashanah with Uvchein, right? Uvchein Tein Pachdecho Hashem Eloikeinu Al Kol Masecho. Uvechein, right? We always begin with Uvechein, just like Esther said, Uvechein avo l'melech ha'sheloch adat. So Uvechein is a secret code in Kabbalistic terms for I'm beginning to talk about Hashem's kingliness. Bechein has the numerical value of 72. Chesed. Uvechein. And so, and Hashem's kingliness and kindness. Vayehi b'chatzi alayla. It came to pass at midnight. This song will describe things that happened at midnight, but in fact, the song is referring to another concept. This middle of the night, on the night of Pesach, is a time that was predestined for salvation of the Jewish people. And that's what the song is going to show. We can look at the story of the salvation and say, it makes perfect sense it should happen that night. Because it is the most potent way to show that Hashem is in full control. This is the night the Egyptians believed their gods were most powerful. So on this night, Hashem showed that he quashed them. Great. Comes the song and shows us that long before Egypt, this night was predestined. This is the night that Hashem decided would be the great night of the salvation of the Jewish people. Azrov nisi mifleta balayla. Now we'll run through stories, and customarily the leader can say the beginning of the paragraph, and the people can just say the final word balayla halayla layla, so that makes it easier. Az rov nisim mifleita balayla brosh hashmoret ze halayla kir tzedek nitzach tok nechlak lo layla havayi machatzi halayla. So it's Az, way back when, long before the story of Egypt, Rav Nisim Mifleta Balayla, you made many miracles on this night. Brosh Hashmoret Zeh Alayla, at the head of the watches of this night, as though Hashem's been watching this night for forever. Ger Tzedek, we begin with the righteous convert, who's that? Abraham. Nitzachto, you gave him victory. Kinechlak lo layla, as the night was divided on his behalf, as the pasuk says, Vaychalek alehim layla, that Avram divided his camp in two as he attacked the four kings. Our tradition is Vaychalek alehim layla. He divided the night before them. Is a reference to the middle of this night of the 15th of Nisan. Our tradition is that was the night that Avram was victorious against the four kings. Dan tamelech gam b'chalom halayla. You judged the king of Gerar when he abducted Sarah. So it was on this night of Pesach that he got a dream that said, let her go. Hifchat arami be'emesh layla. Hashem showed up on this night to Lavan and said, don't you dare touch my Yaakov. V'yasar Yisrael manach v'yuchal lo layla. And so, at the night of Pesach, Yaakov overcame the angel. One of these two. They couldn't have both happened that night because they were a day or two apart. So one of them was on the night of Pesach. Vayhi b'chatzi halayla. Zeh rabbechoi patros machatzta b'chatzi halayla. Patros is Petra. It's the capital of Egypt, right? The firstborn of the Egyptians you crushed on the middle of the night. They couldn't find their strength when they arose that night. You swept away the army of Charoshet Hagoyim. Charoshet Hagoyim is where the army of Sisera came from. So you swept them away in that night. The stars of that night came. It says in the song of Devorah that Az nilchamu hakochavim mimesilotam nilchamu im Sisera, that the stars came off of their path to fight Sisera, because Sisera came in Nisan when there should have been no water in the Kishon Valley, and Hashem made the constellations shift so that the tides rose unexpectedly, and suddenly a huge deluge filled the Kishon Valley and completely destroyed the army of Sisera, something that was unnatural and unexpected. So that's described in the song as though the stars fought against Sisera. This all happened at midnight. Mecharef is the blasphemer, it's Sancheirif. And he planned to raise his hand, Linofef, as the prophet in Isaiah says, that when Sancheirif looked down at Jerusalem, he waved his hand mockingly and said, "What am I in a rush for? I could detain myself in the city of Nov. I got nothing to rush. That's a tiny little city, Jerusalem." Hovashta pegarav, Hashem, you caused his corpses to wither in that night, the night of Pesach. Suddenly, Sancheirav is standing with over a quarter of a million soldiers, and a plague comes out and destroys his men. Karabelu matzavo bishon laila. Bel, who is the idol of the Babylonian Empire, was so. Kara is what the prophet describes, the destruction of Baal. So the prophet mocks the Babylonian god, and he describes it as though the Babylonian idol is squatting, trying to relieve itself, and has intense constipation. So the Navi describes it as Kara Baal Kores Nevo. So over here he's saying Kara Baal Umatzavo, Baal squatted and was destroyed. Bishon Laila, in the darkness of the night, because it was in the middle of the night that the Persian Mede Empire destroyed the Babylonian Empire. Vishamudot Niglaras Chazot Laila. Daniel, the man of delights, was given a revelation of what the visions would hold when the redemption would come at night. Vaibachatia Laila. All of this happened in the middle of the night of Pesach. So the Babylonian Empire fell on this night. And Daniel got a revelation as to when the redemption of Israel would come on this night. The Babylonian Empire fell on the night that Belshazzar made the party, right? And he used the holy vessels. So we're showing again how throughout history, it was on this night of Pesach that Belshazzar made his party, celebrated using the temple vessels on the night of Pesach. And in the middle of that night, the Persian Mede Empire destroyed the Babylonian Empire, and Belshazzar was assassinated. Daniel was saved from the lion's den. And Haman maintained his hatred and wrote out the decrees at night. It was in the middle of that night that all of this transpired. So Hashem, you arose your victory over Haman by causing the king's sleep to pass, to be disturbed at night. You will trample, like in a wine press, those who ask the watchman, what's going to be with this night? How long is going to be the night? Okay, this is going on the prophet. It says in the prophet, "Shomer ma milayla, shomer ma milel, ata voker vegam layla, im tivayun be'ayu, shuvu etayu." The Navi describes how. How does the prophecy begin? Just one second. I forgot the previous verses. But he's described as the one who's watching from the night. And he's going to, ultimately, that's a prophecy about the destruction of Babylon. And it's a reference to the destruction that's coming with the coming of the Mashiach. That's a continuation of the prophecy, where the watchman's going to say, "Mornings come, nighttimes come." And that's a reference to the fact that things will suddenly be in disarray as the Mashiach approaches. All of this has come to be in the middle of the night, meaning the midnight of Pesach is the start of it all. As our sages taught us, that in the end of the month of Nisan is when the Mashiach will come and the temple will be rebuilt. And that's and it all begins with something that's going to happen at the Seder night at midnight. And here the final part is a song. Karev yom, karev yom, asher hu lo yom v'lo laila. Bring near the day, bring near the day, which will be neither day nor night. If you want to be messianic, you could say that that's our period now. That our period in Jewish history right now is this period. It is neither day nor night. We don't have a complete redemption. We're not in complete exile. We don't have complete kingship and Mashiach in the temple. We're not complete servitude under the nations. So we're somewhere in the middle. So we ask Hashem, bring close that day, which is neither day nor night. Ram ho da ho da ho da ki lecha yom af lecha laila. Exalted one, make known that you are the owner of the day and of the night. We have this misleading thought that when the nations are in control, it's as though Hashem's not in control. So hoda, make it known that irrespective of whether the Jews are on top or on bottom, you're in control. And that's, again, the recurring theme of the conclusion of the Seder. Even if we don't see it right now, part of the lesson of Yetzias Mitzrayim is that even at a time when we're on bottom, Hashem is still running the show. Shomrim afked afked le'ircha kol hayom v'chol ha'layla. Appoint guards for your city all day and all night. Tayir, 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 tayir keho yom cheshkat layla. Make lit the light of the day. Make the darkness of the night lit like the day. Vayimachatzi halayla. And all of this will be starting from the middle of the night as we described the redemptions coming at the end of Nisan. So here, you guys know the songs for Shomrim Hafked, right? Okay, so that's the first song.